Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Who would have thought 4 to 5 years ago when they began the March for Life, which is life counts when it's begun in the womb, that that God had in mind the 45th president of the United States who would stand up publicly and come out to where they're marching.
Amazing.
You remember how it was historical? It was terrible things that go in the past. And it's truly, we asked, I mean, you, if you've been with us for any time at all, you know that we're always asking God, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening. The reason why is because are we going to even have a great awakening or revival if we keep killing innocent life?
Yeah.
We just can't do that.
Well, that blood is crying out.
Yes, it is. If Abel's blood is still crying out today, how many, 50 million?
50 plus.
50 plus million children are crying out. And so we have to just stop it. And it's begin, the will of it, the Hyde, not the Hyde Amendment, but the one particular one where they're fund, the Mexico City law that was canceled right away as soon as the president got in.
But that funded international abortions.
Abortions, right.
Yes.
They were, we were paying for abortions.
Who knew?
Who knew? And so they actually were no longer paying for, as soon as he got in, he stopped that. And now you're seeing the process and the wheels begin to go by putting in Supreme Court Justice Neil Gorsuch, who is, you know, a pro-lifer in regards to he actually believes that you should live and so should your child. And so things are beginning to change. More judges have been put in place than any other president at this particular time frame. Conservative constitutional judges who are going to, you know, the same values that we had coming up. These are exciting days. But
when
he comes out of the White House and comes down there on the mall to be with, this is a big deal.
He is the very first president ever to do so. And again, what we've seen with Donald Trump is historic things that are happening in his first year in administration. Yes. And this can't be any larger. I mean, to stand for life and to say that life, you know, is from God is a wonderful thing and it's an accurate thing. And we're going to go right to the president's speech as he addresses the March for Life participants.
Thank you very much. That's so nice. Sit, please. We have tens of thousands of people watching us right down the road. Tens of thousands. So I congratulate you. And at least we picked a beautiful day. You can't get a more beautiful day. I want to thank our Vice President, Mike Pence, for that wonderful introduction. I also want to thank you and Karen for being true champions for life. Thank you. And thank Karen. Today, I'm honored and really proud to be the first president to stand with you here at the White House to address the 45th March for Life. That's very, very special. 45th March for Life. And this is a truly remarkable group. Today, tens of thousands of families, students, and patriots, and really just great citizens gather here in our nation's capital. You come from many backgrounds, many places, but you all come for one beautiful cause, to build a society where life is celebrated, protected, and cherished. The March for Life is a movement born out of love. You love your families, you love your neighbors, you love our nation, and you love every child, born and unborn, because you believe that every life is sacred, that every child is a precious gift from God. We know that life is the greatest miracle of all. We see it in the eyes of every new mother who cradles that wonderful, innocent, and glorious newborn child in her loving arms. I want to thank every person here today and all across our country who works with such big hearts and tireless devotion to make sure that parents have the care and support they need to choose life. Because of you, tens of thousands of Americans have been born and reached their full God-given potential. Because of you. You're living witnesses of this year's March for Life theme, and that theme is Love Saves Lives. As you all know, Roe versus Wade has resulted in some of the most permissive abortion laws anywhere in the world. For example, in the United States, it's one of only seven countries to allow elective late-term abortions, along with China, North Korea, and others. Right now, in a number of states, the laws allow a baby to be born from his or her mother's womb in the ninth month. It is wrong. It has to change. Americans are more and more pro-life. You see that all the time. In fact, only 12% of Americans support abortion on demand at any time. Under my administration, we will always defend the very first right in the Declaration of Independence, and that is the right to life. Tomorrow will mark exactly 1 year since I took the oath of office. And I will say our country is doing really well. Our economy is perhaps the best it's ever been. You look at the job numbers. You look at the companies pouring back into our country. You look at the stock market at an all-time high. Unemployment, 17-year low. Unemployment for African-American workers at the lowest mark in the history of our country. Unemployment for Hispanic at a record low in history. Unemployment for women, think of this, at an 18-year low.
18-year low. Understand, God is rewarding. God is rewarding these decisions to stand up for life. It's not like, oh, and we're standing up for life, and we're standing up for God, and we're standing up for the Constitution. God's rewarding us as a nation when we put him first. I remember when his inaugural address, he said, we'll be protected and that by God. And then he brought these ministers up who just prayed and asked God's blessing over this land again and again. And a lot of people don't know, a lot of people aren't reading their Bible, John, but when you read about history, that there's one false God that God hated the most, and that was the God of Moloch. And Moloch was a God that they would actually, they had a bull, it was shaped like a bull, and inside the belly of the bull, basically, there was room and space in there. You know what they did? They would take their children, their babies, and they would put them in that bull, and they would heat the bull up. It to basically, they would kill the child, but they would hear the cry of that baby coming out of the bull's mouth. That's actually, if you read, that's what the Bible's talking about. And God hated the fact that they're killing their children for personal gain. Like, we'll have a better crop, or we'll do better this. And it says, we don't do that anymore. But how many people, John, chooses to take their child's life because they want a boat, or they want to be self-focused and not focused on someone else because it's going to take, you know, more money? One particular man said, you know, why have a child if in 15, 16 years, or whatever it said, that the child's going to come back and say, I hate you. And the reality is, you know, human beings have their ebb and flow, but if you're consistent and you're loving your child over a period of time, they may go through phases, but understand, they'll know that you love them.
That's right.
And we're seeing a major shift taking place in America because we stood up for life. There's not going to be a great awakening if we don't turn back from killing children. If the blood of Abel, which is the first man killed on the face of the earth, is still crying out today, 50-plus, 60-plus million children that have been aborted since 1973... that blood's crying out. So we can repent. We can have a president in Congress, and we can have, you know, Supreme Court justices that say, we got to stop this, and God will reward it. I want to so remind you how much of an epicenter this is in the kingdom of God and the heart of God. You know, God is the creator of life. Understand that he knits us together in our mother's womb, and that he knows us before the foundations of the earth. He's the one that breathes life into us, sustains us, and holds all things together. When someone takes life, whether it's murder in the womb or murder out of the womb, or God always has wanted to remedy that and bring justice to the situation. Well, this is so significant. The 45th president of the United States, President Donald Trump, speaking at the 45th March for Life in Washington, D.C., truly is like Vice President Pence said, life is winning again in America. So let's continue. Let's join the president, President Donald Trump, in the Washington Mall at the 45th annual March for Life as he's speaking some awesome things that are taking place. Check it out.
We're really proud of what we're doing. And during my first week in office, I reinstated a policy first put in place by President Ronald Reagan, the Mexico City policy. I strongly supported the House of Representatives pain capable bill, which would end painful late term abortions nationwide. And I call upon the Senate to pass this important law and send it to my desk for signing. On the National Day of Prayer, I signed an executive order to protect religious liberty. Very proud of that. Today, I'm announcing that we have just issued a new proposal to protect conscience rights and religious freedoms of doctors, nurses, and other medical professionals. So important. I have also just reversed the previous administration's policy that restricted states' efforts to direct Medicaid funding away from abortion facilities that violate the law. We are protecting the sanctity of life and the family as the foundation of our society. But this movement can only succeed with the heart and the soul and the prayer of the people. Here with us today is Mary Anna Donadio from Greensboro, North Carolina. Where is Mary Anna? Hello. Come on up here, Mary Anna. Come. Nice to see you, Mary. Mary Anna was 17 when she found out she was pregnant. At first, she felt like she had no place to turn. But when she told her parents, they responded with total love, total affection, total support. Great parents? Great? I thought you were going to say that. I had to be careful. Mary Anna bravely chose life and soon gave birth to her son. She named him Benedict, which means blessing. Mary Anna was so grateful for her parents' love and support that she felt called to serve those who were not as fortunate as her. She joined with others in her community to start a maternity home to care for homeless women who were pregnant. It's great. They named it Room at the Inn. Today, Mary Anna and her husband, Don, are the parents of six beautiful children, and her eldest son, Benedict, and her daughter, Maria, join us here today. Where are they? Come on over. That's great. Over the last 15 years, Room at the Inn has provided housing, child care, counseling, education, and job training to more than 400 women. Even more importantly, it has given them hope. It has shown each woman that she is not forgotten, that she is not alone, and she really now has a whole family of people who will help her succeed. That hope is the true gift of this incredible movement that brings us together today. It is the gift of friendship, the gift of mentorship, and the gift of encouragement, love, and support. Those are beautiful words, and those are beautiful gifts. And most importantly of all, it is the gift of life itself. That is why we march. That is why we pray, and that is why we declare that America's future will be filled with goodness, peace, joy, dignity, and life for every child of God. Thank you to the March for Life, special, special people, and we are with you all the way. May God bless you, and may God bless America. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
May God bless America. I'll say in the mall, I'm actually, it's the Rose Garden right there by his office.
Yes.
And he's bringing the issue that close to the executive branch. You know, this is one of the things the Lord said, you know, prophetically. We had it on our program, you may have caught it, that you know, signs, wonders, and miracles, prophets are going to be speaking truth in the White House. You're going to see, why is, when you see somebody stand up for righteousness, then God responds to
that.
And so that's, watch what happens, you know, cause and effect. Because a lot of people think that, you know, if you just do what's right, God's not going to see it, God's not going to reward it. But look at this. This particular president, who I don't think prior to his beginning of this journey, I mean, he's drawn closer to what's right in the area of, you know, pro-life and conservative. And
sure.
He wants to be the most, he says he wants to be the most praying president in the history of America.
Yeah.
You know, what a thing he said, which means talking to God.
Absolutely. Wow. That's amazing.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.